My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everybody. It is your daily crypto news, and it is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. My name is Matt, and let's get into today's news. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, I always say, you know, please leave us a comment and a 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and I want to say I appreciate it. And I never really give a shout out to the 75 5-star ratings we have on Spotify. I always talk about iTunes, so everybody who's clicked those 5 stars on Spotify, thank you very very much. In about 15 minutes, and this is going to be very old by the time you listen to it, but about 15 minutes, we're going to get the Denken upgrade to Ethereum. And this much anticipated upgrade is set to bring the biggest code change to the blockchain in over a year. This is technically known as a hard fork in blockchain terminology, and is expected to initiate around, like I said, in about 15 minutes at 9:55 a.m. Eastern Time. This is going to be designed to usher in a new era of cheaper fees for the growing array of auxiliary networks that operate on top of Ethereum called Layer 2 rollups. And I just want to remind everybody that every time we get an upgrade to Ethereum, they're always talking about lower fees and we're still in the same spot. I am not optimistic. And while speaking of optimistic, let's talk about Optimism and Arbitrum and Polygon. Well, they're mooning because everybody has anticipated this hard fork. Well, you know, we have more news about what's happening in Nigeria. Just want to recap everybody here. So Nigeria finds around $26 billion of money being washed through Binance, right? And we don't know if it's being laundered. We don't know if it's being just moved out of the country. They just said it's, we don't know what's going on with these transactions. And so Nigeria says the Naira, their fiat currency, can't be used on Binance. They basically block Binance. And then they say, you know what, Binance, you have to pay us a fine of $10 billion. Well, then a couple executives, in air quotes, executives from Binance goes to Nigeria to negotiate this, and they get taken. Apparently, they're held against their will in a, in quote, guest house run by the Nigeria's National Security Agency. And now Nigeria wants Binance to give up information regarding its top 100 users in the country and all of their transaction history spanning the last 6 months. And so this is a hostage situation. The executives are not charged with anything, and so they're just being held there. And now Nigeria is giving Binance demands, which I think is, this is crazy, to be honest with you. And so I was talking to Daily Crypto News' legal counsel yesterday, Jeff. He's not the legal counsel. He's just a lawyer that actually chimes in every once in a while to talk about legal stuff. I was just joking. I hope I just didn't do something illegal there. Anyway, I was talking to him yesterday, and he's like, who would take that job? And I said, you know what? I would, because I can envision how this went down, right? Some, you know, upper management was called into the CEO's office or some executive's office and said, hey, you know what? We really appreciate what you've been doing for the company. We're going to promote you. And he's like, what? And yeah, we're going to make you an executive. And this happened like a month ago or something. They knew what was going to happen, you know? So they're just like, oh, okay. And they went home and they told their wife. And they're like, hey, you know, honey, guess what happened? I just got promoted to an executive position. Oh, that's so great. And they went out to dinner and they told all their friends. And guy was, you know, chest sticking out. He was so confident. He's like, I'm moving on up. And then a couple weeks later, he's pulled into the office and like, you know what? We have an assignment for you. We want you to go to Nigeria and negotiate this $10 billion, you know, fee. And they're like, oh, you trust me with this? Yes, yes, we trust you. You take this other executive that we just promoted and you go over there. And he's like, oh, I'm going to do a good job, boss. Let's go over there. And they flew him over there. And then he gets taken for hostage and they knew this was going to happen. And so I don't think that this executive knew exactly what was happening. I think this executive was probably set up. And I think Binance was probably doing something there that was shady. And they knew it. The executive team knew it. But this new executive didn't know it. Because why did you go there? The fact is, he didn't know. And Jeff asked me, would I take the job? I mean, if I was some middle management person and somebody said, hey, you got an executive position, I'd be like, yeah, of course I'll take that job. Of course. And I probably wouldn't even be thinking about what's happening in Nigeria because I didn't know the inside dealings. Because remember, Binance put out a statement that said our executives are professionals and of the utmost integrity. That is an interesting statement to make. What do you think went down? Email me, matt@dailycryptonews.net. And by the way, before we get into any more crypto news, I want to let you know about our Substack. We have a new Substack and we are putting our podcasts up there. We are making summaries of the show based on our transcriptions, based on what we say on the show. So a little bit of extra reading. We're going to start putting different things behind a paywall on Substack. So we are doing 101 series. So if you want to hear about your favorite altcoin or cryptocurrency and what they're working on or what it's about, we're going to start putting that on our Substack behind a subscription. As well as we're going to be doing weekly roundups, Sarah and myself, about what happened in the week's news. And that's going to be up there as well. Also, if we ever have commercials or ads within our podcast, the no ad option for the podcast will be on Substack behind our subscription. Just FYI. It's not going to roll out tomorrow. None of this is going to start like maybe even the next month. But we are starting to gear up that way. Just FYI. And I feel, because I'm very excited about this whole project, finally being on Substack, very late to the game, but I'm going to probably put my own opinions about there throughout the day, you know, and throughout the week about what's happening in the crypto space. Because, well, by the way, I got like 3 emails yesterday about how I called that dip. I absolutely called that dip, and I don't give you financial advice, but maybe you should start taking notes. Anyway, let's get back into it. India's market regulator has warned that if regulated markets do not offer instant settlements, investors will move to spaces like crypto. Dun, dun, dun. Chairperson of the Securities and Exchange Board of India, or SEBI, announced the plans to introduce faster settlements on Monday. India is planning to introduce a same-day settlement cycle from March 28th on an optional basis, making it the second country after China to do so, while other nations typically settle within 2 days. However, Bitcoin's ETF does not. Remember, they had to negotiate that it was settled day of, or end of day, I think. Over in India, at one point, it was SEBI that was deemed to become the regulatory authority overseeing crypto regulation. However, since then, SEBI has taken a back seat. SEBI falls under the administrative control of the nation's finance ministry, which recently led the Group of 20 in shaping global consensus around crypto regulation. And obviously, this goes without saying, the Reserve Bank of India, the nation's central bank, has been a fierce critic of crypto while also promoting its central bank digital currency. Surprise, surprise.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Are we going to go a day without saying new record inflows? No, not yet. Because yesterday we had another new record inflow of over $1 billion into Bitcoin spot ETF. And remember, there's two different things. We have inflows and we have volume. Volume is like $3-4 billion. Inflows is all the money that stays there, right? So BlackRock's iBit product, their Bitcoin spot ETF, just crossed around 200,000 Bitcoin under management and saw $850 million inflows just themselves. Spot Bitcoin ETFs now are around 90% of the daily trading volume on, about Bitcoin on the markets. Next is the futures. And so people are taking my advice. Do not ape into futures. Buy spots, HODL, not financial advice, obviously. GSR research analyst Brian Ruddick, he said that the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs has been widely successful beyond all and even the most optimistic expectations. Their $10 billion plus of inflows, actually it's like $11 billion, in just 2 months is approaching what most thought would happen in the first year. And this is happening in the first month. And people are saying that this might actually pick up. So we will have more inflows. And finally, this kind of irritated me. Google bans U.S. election questions on Gemini AI. Gemini is the rebranded Bard. They just took all kinds of different products they were working on and threw it under one name. Gemini is the generative AI chatbot from Google, as we know. And it refuses to answer questions about the upcoming U.S. elections in preparation for the many elections that are happening around the world in 2024. And the abundance of caution, they're restricting the types of elections-related queries on Gemini and what responses it returned. And it's like literally refusing to answer simple questions like, when is the election? That's crazy. Okay, so here's my take on this, is that we're already seeing, look, the cat's out the bag, the Pandora's out the box, whatever the hell the statement is this technology exists and we still are allowing these couple companies to have this power. And now they're just saying, I mean, it's blatant that they are changing the results of the information that's being put out there. They're restricting the uses to certain people and they just control all of this. It's not open sourced. It's not monitored. It's not looked at. It's not discussed. It's whatever they are designing in the back end. And so who's going to have control of this? Just the big companies, the Google, the Microsoft, the Apple, and that's it. And of course, the government's going to come in here and say, hey, if you want manipulation, I mean, we're not going to be looking at it from the people's point of view. The government's going to be saying, hey, can I license your Google Gemini or your OpenAI GPT-5 or 6 or 7 and let me make my own manipulation? or the companies are going to use it. Or, I mean, just the outputs are a form of manipulation because they're making the outputs. And we see that they're intentionally restricting or modifying information. And I think that's absolutely insane. And this takes me back to 2017, all the way back to 2017, when I spoke to somebody named Joey Krug. And Joey Krug was the CEO or the founder of something called Augur. If you guys remember Augur, I don't even know if they're still around. But anyway, I thought they had a good idea or an interesting idea. I didn't really understand it at the time. And now fast forward to today, I think he was ahead of his time. And basically what he wanted to do is he was designing a consensus model for information based off of your reputation. And your reputation is financially tied, right? So let's just say we had information 2+2 and everybody piled on and said, hey, yeah, 2+2 is correct. But one person or three people or a handful of people said, no, 2+2 does not equal 4, it equals 5. Those people would get dinged in the reputation for providing false information. And it's not that we know that it's false information because they said it's false information. It's because the consensus is outweighed to the correct information. It's kind of like he said, she said. That's why he said, she said doesn't work. You have one person on one side of the argument and one person on the other. Who do you believe? You don't know. But if you have two people on one side and one person on the other, you go, okay, these two people said this and just one person saying this, it's more believable that the two people are correct. And if you have 3 or 4 or 100 versus one, you're pretty confident that the 100 people saying the exact same thing, that what they're saying is more truthful than the one person. And so why can't we create a system that rewards people to confirm truthful information while rewarding them while dinging people with false information? And I think that that could be a really interesting way to do it. And these people are just all over the world, you know, decentralized. And this is more of an incentive for them to get involved with the outputs of information from either even search or AI. Anyway, this is what Jory Krug said back in the day. I think this actually really applies to AI right now. And I would like to see that happen. What are your thoughts? Let me know. Matt at dailycryptonews.net. Let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. Fear greed's at 90. We're still extremely greedy, but down from 92 yesterday. Bitcoin is down to $72,152, down 0.2% in 24, 1% in 1 hour. And that's because I woke up this morning, it was $73,200. Don't know what happened, but number will go down. Ethereum's at $3,971, down 1.3%. Tether's number 3. Binance is at, holy crap, 581. Wow, it's up 10.4%. And Solana's at $150, up 0.7%. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, USDC, Cardano, Dogecoin, and Avalanche. Avalanche at 5401, up 6.6%. Hope you guys beat TFD'd. Back at 35. Just 2 weeks ago, by the way. Toncoin price is hitting a 2-year high, by the way, because Telegram might be going public, or they're talking about going public. So Toncoin is at $4.40 at the number 12 spot. It is up 17.5% in 24 or 64% in 7. If you're hodling that, congratulations. The total market cap is sitting at 2.72 trillion, up a half. Bitcoin's at 52.2 and ETH is at 17.5. There is your news today. And I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks again. Matt at dailycryptonews.net. Check out Daily Crypto News Substack. We're going to start building that out. I mean, it's not just going to be instantly, but we will start building it out. By the way, the first 10 people that subscribe to our Substack will never have to pay for anything. So I think I can do that. I think I have the power to do that. I really don't know how to use the thing yet. So I think I can do that. So if you're the first 10, pop over there. You'll never have to pay for anything. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.